I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us on this week's edition of OHL News, presented by CHL TV. 2 weeks to go in the OHL regular season. The playoffs are right around the corner. Check out playoff packages for OHL Live on CHL TV. Coming up on this week's show, we'll talk to a Detroit Red Wings prospect who is among the top 10 scorers in the Ontario Hockey League. That in a moment, but first, this week's Kojiko OHL Player of the Week is Sahil Panwar of the Hamilton Bulldogs. He scored 3 goals and 4 assists for 7 points in 3 games last week. The 21-year-old, who hails from Mississauga, currently has points in 12 of his last 14 games as a member of the Bulldogs, and he produced 46 points in his first 29 games since joining Hamilton in January. Originally a second-round pick of the London Knights in the 2018 OHL Priority Selection. Meanwhile, coming into this week's play, Amadeus Lombardi of the Flint Firebirds had 43 goals and 93 points on the season. The 19-year-old from Aurora, Ontario, a fourth-round pick of the Detroit Red Wings in the 2022 National Hockey League Entry Draft, and he has signed a contract with the Red Wings. The Firebirds have been on a roll of late, and Lombardi takes us through why.
Well, yeah, like you said, I mean, it's the best time to start to get rolling, but I think we're just starting to find our game. We're getting, you know, really good goaltending from both of our goalies lately, and that's been the backbone for us. We're all buying into the system that our coaches have, you know, put forth on us, and we're playing for each other. So, you know, around a month ago, we had a team meeting to try and come together and make a big push. And I think ever since then, you know, we bonded, we're playing for each other, and things are going really well. So we're going to try and stay hot at the end here.
68 games can be a long season. And do you find sometimes that's where, yeah, occasionally maybe you get into February or late January, you can maybe veer off your game, and a meeting like that just gets guys to come together and maybe even simplify things a little bit.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, a lot of guys, we went through some banged up, you know, injuries, and we just thought that was the best thing to do at the time, is kind of take a step back, you know, view ourselves as people and as hockey players and go from there. And then ever since that, you know, we've all kind of bought in and been playing hard and well, and it's been working. So we're trying to not change a thing right now.
As I look down your roster, there's a lot of guys that have been around this Firebirds team for a while, whether it's back to last year, even some guys that are around, you know, before the pandemic. And have you found that's really helped with this being a tight group compared to some teams that maybe guys have come in over a couple of years? You guys have a pretty strong group that's been together for a while. I've got to think that helps.
Yeah, no, it does, 100%. And I mean, we have great young guys. Like, our young guys are so good. They buy in. They work so hard. They listen. You know, it's like they're soaking up everything we say. And me being a little bit of an older guy now, I try and help them the best I can. And we have so many good leaders on this team. So it's really nice that we have, you know, such a good group and a close group. So we all love each other. And that's been huge for us.
Do you have to catch yourself when you're saying you feel like, you know, that you are kind of one of the older guys now? Does that almost feel strange saying that?
Yeah, well, because I've only played 1 year, but I'm technically a 19-year-old. So I'm not really, you know, a veteran, but I'm an older guy on the team. So, and being drafted and stuff like that, I try and, you know, give the best advice I can to the young guys and the 06s and 05s and stuff like that. And they're really good about it.
Take me through, you know, if you were to sit in the stands and scout your game this season, how do you feel and how would you judge your play this year?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's grown a lot over the year. And that's kind of always my goal, is throughout the year to just get better every game. Every game I want to do something that can make me look better than I did the last game. So I'm always trying to one-up myself. And I think that's a pretty good attitude to have. And also, I got to give a lot of credit to my teammates and coaches, because it's a team sport, it's a team effort, and I've played with great line mates all year. Right now, lately, I've been playing with Riley Piercy and Gavin Hayes, and we've been clicking a lot, and the system that our coaches implement helps our game too. So it's a collective effort, and I think, you know, the strongest parts of my game is probably my skating and IQ. I think the game at a high level, and I try and use my speed as best as I can. So you know, maybe an underrated thing would be my work ethic or my ability to steal pucks. So, yeah.
when you came into this season, was there a certain area of your game, and you may have already hinted on it, that you wanted to work on? And, you know, some fans would step back and just look at numbers. Was there something, whether, you know, obviously you always work on your skating, but whether it's your shot, whether it's release, whether it's, you know, that sort of defensive style, stealing pucks, that was there something in the summer you thought, you know what, I want to make another jump in this area?
Yeah, definitely. I set pretty high and unrealistic goals for myself to try and motivate me. And if I come up short, I know I'm doing something right. So the things that I went to work on in the summer was definitely my defensive game. I wanted to be reliable at the end of games. I wanted to kill penalties. I wanted to be a guy relied upon in every situation to better develop myself. And then my shot, I only scored 18 goals last year, and a lot of them were kind of dekes or breakaways in tight. So I really wanted to work on the power and quick release of my shot to help me score more goals. And then, and obviously strength. I felt pretty, you know, sometimes weak, and I was able to get leaned on in the corners last year. And so I really made it my mission to get a lot stronger, especially lower in my lower body, and lean on guys and be able to protect the puck better. And I think I've done the work to help that. So it's been good.
Are some of those things feedback you've received from the Detroit Red Wings as well?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, they like the way I play, but there's obviously so much room for improvement. So yeah, they want me to continue to get stronger and continue to work on my defensive game, and that's what I'm going to do.
2 seasons now with the Flint Firebirds. Take me through what it's like just playing on that team and that community, because we know they've got that pretty solid, rabid fan base right around that area, and then, of course, little battles up the highway with Saginaw as well.
Yeah, it's amazing. We have amazing fans. They're so supportive. That building gets really loud, and it's great to be here. I'm so happy to be playing for this organization. And yeah, it's great. I mean, last year we went on a heck of a run, and that team was just so special and such a cool experience to be a part of, and going on a run like that and kind of being underdogs all year was amazing. And we were all so close. And then this year it's carried into that as well. We're all so close, especially now. And I feel like we've gotten closer over the year, which is something that's really special and that I hold close to my heart. So hopefully we can go on a run here to cap the season off. That would be nice.
That was Amadeus Lombardi of the Flint Firebirds. Here is a look at this week's Kia CHL Top 10 rankings. For the first time this season, the Gatineau Olympic of the Quebec Major Junior Hockey League leads the way nationally. The Ottawa 67s, the top OHL representative at number 7, Sarnia Sting at 9, North Bay Battalion at 10, and honorable mention this week to the Barrie Colts. That's going to do it for our show this week. You have been listening to OHL News, presented by CHL TV. I'm Terry Doyle. Thanks for joining us.